Okay, good morning. My name is George Trevino, and I'll be making some comments regarding your performance today. I want to wish you the very best of luck as you continue working through the season. Hope my comments can help you as you continue that preparation. Looks like we're playing His Honor March today in Dublin Dances. Okay, looks like we're about ready to go. Okay, group looks focused, attentive to the director. Everybody looks sharp. Make sure we maintain that throughout. Careful with the top voices, making sure that we hear. As we come through on some of these bigger moments, it becomes a little bit soprano heavy. Could be just making sure that we're not clashing on some of these high unisons. Okay, just has a tendency to not blend as well. Just a matter of making sure these unisons are really coming close together or closer. It becomes a little bit of a distraction. Good volume adjustments throughout the ensemble. Could use a little bit more bottom presence. Almost getting to the point where we don't even hear the downbeats on the start of these phrases. So as you increase these crescendos, I would like to get a little bit more from the saxophone blend. You could bring down the trills. Don't need to be as loud as they are. Just try to get a nicer texture. Make sure that we are not swallowing any of these eighth notes here, woodwinds. So whenever we play the runs, then we get to a trill. We try to make trill the loudest part of the line, okay? And you should back off. Just try to get it to blend more with the rest of the ensemble. Listen to the contour of the shape. Push, push. So a lot of times the higher parts of the runs are what come through, and as we go down into the bottom, as we go in the bottom sections of some of these runs, we kind of swallow up some of these lines, so they're not all as clear. So just the clarity sometimes gets lost on that. In terms of the rest of the ensemble playing, the moving half notes, careful that the articulation doesn't get muddied up, okay? Doesn't become unclear as to the actual articulation of each passage, okay? T, 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 okay? It gets a little bit mushy at times, okay? We want to make sure that we're still highlighting the articulation as, good and clear throughout, okay? I know we're still working, as we're moving forward. I would, at the beginning, isolate the unisons, okay, and slow things down. Make the quarter notes into half notes. and just go slower paced and just work for more consistency in terms of lining up the unisons, okay, and as it relates to not only in volumes but in pitch as well, and just simply try to get things to lock in clearer than they are, okay, because it's just a matter of bringing those together. You know, if you're not all your soprano voices, and by that I mean, you know, your upper clarinet, your flute, all the upper, you know, partials, whenever you play these lines, aren't coming together, then you need to make sure that we're isolating more and finding out the culprits, okay? Otherwise, you know, it doesn't take very many to create a distraction on some of those lines. I would try to do a little bit more in volume there. No, it's written pianissimo, but I would try to get it to be a little bit more audible. Okay, the big discrepancy in volume between the mezzo piano at the beginning and the mezzo forte once the flutes enter with a piccolo. Don't quite make it so drastic of a change. It would bring the piccolo volume up a little bit more when it initially starts. Yeah, we tend to brush the 16th note here, clarinets, the middle note. Da-da-da-da. If we subdivide that into 16ths, you'd see it's not quite as fast as that. Almost playing it as a grace note. Shape. I would like, more on these moving quarter notes to add more direction. Yeah, just not locking these in yet harmonically. Yeah, not really getting the sense of where the 16th notes are in that whole previous section. Okay, just there's no clarity coming through on that. Again, just making sure that we understand where the pitch belongs as we compare one through the other. Okay, nice effect there with the woodwinds. Going back to the previous section with the brass were involved, making sure that we understand harmonically, whether we're playing octaves, or fifths, or whatever our intervals are, we need to understand that relationship better. Just in terms of technically, those 16th note passages need to be very, very precise, very clean. And as we continue from one section to the other, it needs to be as if the same person was playing a continuous line of 16th notes, not really getting that, okay? So, that section at 57 through about 62, just needs to be more effective there. Yeah, whenever you have those suspended notes, make sure that you increase that even more so, so that gives you a little bit more room to decrescendo on the resolution. Okay, so for example, measure 95, like to get more from that volume, and then decrescendo gives you a little bit more room to actually get that note to resolve without getting quite as soft as you did. Good trumpet solo on that. I think you could stand to bring that out even more, and also the second trumpet part as well. Okay, there's some of these secondary lines need to be more present. Yeah, I'll just get a lot more dominance here from the flute, more vibrato, just to warm the sound up a bit more and sound more lyrical. Yeah, don't let these die out without supporting, okay? We're getting too soft and losing our support. Yeah, I would like to get more second flute on that, okay? Just become so it's not quite as hidden. All right, it's an equally important line as the melody. You know, all these contrapuntal lines, they're independent in terms of just rhythmic, but harmonically, they're dependent on each other. So if we don't get enough of a line, we're losing that harmonic structure that goes with the melody. You could use more presence from the bottom voice. In this case, low reeds. Just there's too much of a gap between the high voices in the flute and the bottom reed, okay? So I would try to bring that presence out even more so we don't have this big, vacant sound or lack of sound and binding the two together. It's almost like they're in two different rooms. We need to make sure that we really add more depth and warmth for the flute to carry over the way they did. I realize you have to adjust, timpani pitches and whatnot, accessories in your percussion, so forth, between movements. I wouldn't put so much time in between. Okay, it just does take away from the programming. Just some of the continuity gets lost. Okay, and I realize at this point you're just trying to get things ready, but when you think in terms of your last program, when you perform this again, just try to keep those things in mind. Sure, I'm getting all three voices on that percussion. Should be equal volume in terms of what I'm hearing there with the sticks, low tom, and so forth. Yeah, just careful with the chins, clarinet rather. It just sounds like we're scooping or perhaps tonguing the back part of our tongue too much, just causing our pitch center not to be fully centered where it should be. Yeah, just like I'm getting in the trumpet. Yeah, when it's going back and forth, I'm getting more of a distortion in the clarinet. Not as clear as what the trumpet was. Don't rush the slurred passage. Yeah. Some alignment problems here. The low reed, low voices in general with the downbeats. Okay, just vertically alignment on that, not together. Yeah, just point the tongue more here, horns. It just, you know, a matter of maybe feeling a better subdivided beat might help. Could be just in terms of alignment, causing it to not be as clear. Yeah, that last chord, you know, it just becomes very top heavy. You like to get more from that A concert, so we get the warmth, the depth of the chord there. So it's more of a consonant, you know, major chord that we're hearing, and not just so open and. And so balancing that, you know, is something I would spend some time on. Anytime you have those opportunities with these chordal moments, you know, just take the time, isolate them, make sure the balance is right. Otherwise, you know, we can overlooking some nice moments, you know, when things get to lock in and just, you know, be a lot more... you know, it gives us a little bit more finality to the overall performance, that, you know, we can get to the last part of the chord, last part of the program, and we still are able to lock in nicely and play, you know, a nice fullness to our chord sounds as well. I think overall, the challenging program, definitely some, you know, articulation hurdles here that you need to think about in terms of as it goes back and forth. Are we making sure that we're maintaining a quality sound throughout, okay, whenever, you know, it's being exposed in different areas, okay? But I want to wish you the very best of luck and hope your season ends well.